Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Good, thank you. Good, Zach. Thank you very much.
Well, plenty of activity at Extract. I think we should have a live feed going from the Lackland Fold down into the City of London. But what's the current position today?
Well, it's created a lot of interest, isn't it? And we're all pretty pleased with it. It's still going, Zach. Still going. 1,047 meters is today's scoreboard. Very similar material. In fact, there's no very about it. It's similar material. Really, I didn't want to describe it. You describe the feldspar flooding. You describe the quartz, and you describe veined and fine-grained disseminated chalcopyrite. You know, when you actually put the water on the course and polish it up as it comes down the hills, like it's a poor old geologist there. He's got a bit of a task on his hands to say, is it mineralized? And how nicely is it mineralized? And is it likely to be paid mineralized? But what we're doing is we're cutting these things. And as soon as you cut them, you see all your specks of your nice fine-grained chalcopyrite. And so end on, we're seeing a nice distribution of disseminated chalcopyrite. So bang on, well, Satan is not bang on target, it's well beyond target and still going. 1,047, so it's fingers crossed for 1,200 now, I guess. Well above our 800 that we've modelled. And going strong.
But I mean, what could it be? I mean, it sounds like the journey to the centre of the Earth so far, but I mean, what realistically could it be? And I mean, clearly the deeper you go, the better, but is there any precedent for what where you might sort of end up?
I don't know where we're going to end up. It's, I read a fact that a couple of days ago that only 3% of the holes in the Lackland area of New South Wales there have gone over 300 metres. So when you start talking about 1,100, it means that, you know, the confidence is there for the bigger ones. So, you know, I refer to that Caleb Ridgeway, that really big mine, which is producing gold at 106, 116, I forget what it is, and copper around about $165. And then North Parks, which is not very far away at all, that was sold to China Molybdenum for $800 million. They're the ones where the big holes were drilled. And interestingly, I think I made the comment to you before, Zach, they're like kimberlites, you know, the diamond bearing. These porphyries tend to come in clusters. And if they're no good, the cluster's no good. If one pays, they all pay. Or I think with diamonds, it's probably an exaggeration to say they all pay. But they're all diamondiferous, and it's very much the same story with porphyries. So for this one to go so far with continuous mineralization over 900 meters now, getting towards 1,000 meters a kilometer of mineralization, to me is quite staggering. So staggering, Jock, Zach, that we're getting a porphyry expert in. Because again, I think I've said, you know, copper's fairly evident. Gold isn't. Gold's got to be assayed. Biotite can be recognized. Pyrite can be recognized. Chalcocite can be recognized. But sometimes the drivers of these things are very discrete elements, like, you know, the magnetite, little bits of molybdenum, and biotite in particular. And the amount of feldspar, quartz feldspar, is very, very indicative of mineralization type, and the stage of the mineralization. So we're bringing in a super duper expert who I hope to be quoted in a couple of days' time on what he feels. Likewise, I think I'm going to do a podcast with myself and Jeremy Reed. Jeremy is he was the BHP head of exploration some years ago and has been a successful entrepreneurial geologist. He's my colleague and is a new director on Extract. And he and I will do a podcast. And he can talk to the audience about the minds, the number of minds in the lectern fold, propensity for success, and if you get success, what it's likely to be. And I think that Australian perspective might help our marketplace to understand, Zach. But, you know, how can you not be pleased? How can you not be excited about a 1,047-metre deep hole still going, which started in mineralisation at 110 metres? Very, very pleased. And wake up in the morning now, and that phone call gets jittery, I'm telling you. But it's the first call I've made. And upwards and onwards.
Okay, well, on that note, Colin Burge, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.